We are continuing over here in the halachas of muksa. We are in the second shir over here. We discussed last time a little bit of the introduction and what muksa is and the definition and the different types of muksa. Today we are going to discuss at length the discussion about kli shemalachto le'isser, which is the most common example of muksa. Okay, so kli shemalachto le'isser we defined as last time as something that is used for usser and mutter purposes. Usually it's used as usser, and therefore it is type of muksa because we're afraid you're going to come to do malacha with it, like the Rambam describes is one of the reasons why we have muksa. However, since it also has a hefter shimush, therefore it is a category of muksa that is less chamor than other categories of muksa. And the halacha is, as explained in the Mishnah and Gemara, Daf Kuch Beis Amud Beis Masechet Shabbos, is that you have a hetter litzarach gufo or litzarach mekomo. Okay, you're allowed to move it or litzarach gufo or litzarach mekomo. That would be permissible. Okay, so what is exactly the gather? What's the definition of tzarach gufo? That means you need the thing itself. You need the thing itself in order to do something mutter to do on Shabbos. The prime example that's used in the Mishnayos and the Gemara is a hammer that you want to crack open a nut. Normally, a hammer is obviously used to bang in nails, which is also the melacha bona on Shabbos. However, over here, you want to use it for a mutter purpose to crack open a nut on Shabbos. Therefore, you'll be allowed to take the hammer and go ahead and open up a nut. Other examples would be to take a screwdriver. Let's say your door handle broke, and you want to use a screwdriver to open the door on Shabbos. So you can take the screwdriver in order to open the door in place of the handle on Shabbos. Okay, to take a telephone book. A telephone book is normally used to look up phone numbers to make phone calls, and therefore the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos of Paskins that it is a kli shemalachto le'isser. However, let's say you want to look up someone's address on Shabbos. You want to go there for a Shabbos lunch, you don't know their address. You'd be allowed to open up the telephone book in order to check it out, because that is mutter to use it for that purpose on Shabbos. Now, the heter of the tzarech gufo is not only for your tzarech, but even if it's for your friend's tzarech, you don't need it. But your friend needs it, okay? Your friend needs his nut opened. You're allowed to take the hammer and open up a nut for your friend, even though it is not for your own need, for someone else's need, that is also going to be considered litzarach gufo. However, for a guy, that would not be permissible, the Shmir Shabbos Paskins over there, that would be like litzarach achar Shabbos, and that would not be permissible. Litzarach goy, it's found in the Shmir Shabbos Kichosam, Perek Chaf, Ha'ara, Chaf, over there. So that's a little bit about litzarach gufo. You could take any object that is a klisha malach to list. Okay, next time we'll discuss other types of muksa that you do not have this heter. But for the heter of klisha malach to list, you're allowed to take a litzarach gufo or mekomo. So what's litzarach mekomo? So that's an easier one. Litzarach mekomo, what's mekomo? You need the place where the muksa object is. Your hammer is on your dining room table. You want to set the table for Shabbos, so you'd be allowed to move the hammer away and put it somewhere else because you need the place. It's sitting on your chair. Screwdriver's on your chair. Any other kli shalach l'lis is on your chair, and you want to sit there. You're allowed to move it. You forgot it on your bed before Shabbos. You'd be allowed to move it. Another example would be, even if it's, let's say, on the floor, but you're afraid, let's say, your child will trip over it. Okay, so that makom, you need that makom in order that your kid does not trip. You'll be allowed to move a kli shalach l'lis so he doesn't come to trip over it. That would also be mutter. Now, a couple of interesting cases over here in terms of tzarach mekomo. Now, one question is like this. Let's say there's an object in a room that is preventing you from doing so. Okay, I'm going to use an example, just bear with me in order to get to the next example. Okay, the example Rosh Hashanah Zalman talks about in Shemir Shabbos is, let's say someone forgets, like we discussed very recently in Hilchos Tefillin, is someone forgets their tefillin in the room, okay, and therefore it's preventing him and his wife from Tashmish Shemitah. Okay, so says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that would be Litzarach Mekomo, I can move the tefillin from my room. We discovered, we didn't discuss it yet, but we discussed later on that tefillin is considered a kli shemalach to list, so without getting into it now. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says it would be mutter to move from the room, because this makom right now, this tefillin is preventing me from doing some type of shimush in this room, I'm allowed to move it. And therefore, I believe the same thing applies by, guys always ask, let's say someone's alarm is going off. Someone's alarm is going off, and let's say an alarm clock is a kli shemalach to le'isser. It might even be better than that. But let's say an alarm clock is a kli shemalach to le'isser. So I believe you're allowed to move it from the room, because right now it's preventing your roommate from sleeping. If it's running your roommate, your wife from sleeping, so you'd be allowed to move it, litzarach mekomo. You can move the clock out of the room so that it does not affect other people's sleep. That would also be mutter. I also found that in the psak in the Sefer Muksa, he also brings that down as another example, kamo, like just like Rosh Hashanah Zalman mattered before. And so true that you're allowed to move it litzarach gufo, and you're allowed to move it litzarach mekomo. No, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman didn't mention this example especially.
Yeah,
Yeah, you say the Dimyon is not exactly a Dimyon. Okay. Again, in Cain, what is exactly Aser? What is exactly Aser? What is going to be Aser for you? Tzarech Gufo's Mutter. And the Tzarech Mekomo is going to be Aser. Then what is going to be Aser? So the Gemara tells us that Mechamal Etzel, that is what is Aser. To move, Klishmach, listen, Mechamal Etzel, which literally means from the sunlight until the shade, that is what's going to be Aser. So what exactly, together, what is this talking about? In order to prevent the object from getting damaged, that is not mutter to move. For your own tzarech, for Shabbos, you need the place for Shabbos. You need the goof of the kli. For the sake of Shabbos, that's going to be mutter. But for the sake of the kli itself, to prevent it from getting damaged, that's not okay. So let's say you have your toolbox and you left it outside, and it's going to be like today, it's going to be over 100 degrees outside, and therefore you're afraid it's going to get ruined by the sun. It would be usher to go ahead and move that inside, even though it's only kli shenlach lisser. It will be usher to move. The same thing if it's in a place you're afraid it's going to get stolen. Okay? It's not going to be mutter to it. Furthermore, if you're afraid your kid is going to pick it up and throw it in the garbage, not that he's going to get injured, not going to trip on it. You're first afraid that he's going to get into your stuff and he's going to throw it in the garbage. It would not be mutter to go ahead and move it because that would all be under the category of mechama litzel. Okay, so that comes up to a couple of questions. What about, let's say you don't need the kli now, you're afraid really it's going to get damaged. But maybe, perhaps, later on in Shabbos, you're planning on using it. So says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal that as so long as you're planning on using it later on in Shabbos, say for Sudat Shlishi, you're going to be having nuts, and therefore you need your hammer in order to crack open the nuts. Therefore, even though right now I'm moving it in order that it does not get damaged from the sun or it does not get stolen, that will be permissible to do because I do need this on Shabbos. Even though right now I don't need it on Shabbos. Even though later on I'm going to need it on Shabbos, right now I'm not allowed to move it, even though it's only Mechama Letzel right now at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because it's 6 o'clock later on in the afternoon, I'm going to need it for the Tzarech Gufo, it will be permissible to go ahead and move that hammer on Shabbos. Same thing, says Rav Avadia. If, let's say, someone has a kavana, let's say he really wants to move the hammer because he doesn't want it to get damaged. However, he also has a heter purpose that he could also use for it. He'll take out some nuts in order to crack them also. His real kavana is mecham letzel, but he also has a side reason why he wants to move it also. Says Rav Avadia, that's also going to be mutter so long as you can come up with a reason to use it. And it's a heter, a mutter reason to use it, then says Rav Avad Yosef that it's going to be mutter to go ahead and move the klishim lach lisser, even though your ikr kavana is its mechama letzel. So then comes the case. What would be the case, though, is let's say you have a room that's very dirty. Okay, you have a room that's very dirty, and therefore your wife, your mother, gets upset because now it's bothering them. It's bothering them, the room's dirty. So what about moving the object then? So then Rav Moshe Feinstein and Shmir Shabbos Gilchus are both passing the fouling. This is Chilak. Shmir Shabbos brings this Chilak. I don't know if Rav Moshe brings this Chilak, but Shmir Shabbos for sure brings the following Chilak. He says it depends. If it's just bothering them, so that's not the heter of the Tzarech Mekomo like we said before. But let's say, it's very similar to the Pesach or Shlomo Zalman once again before by the Tefillin. If it's bothering so much that they can't go into the room, or let's say they can't bring their guests into the room because it's so embarrassing, therefore, now that the muksa right now is preventing them from the shemesh of this room, it's preventing them from using this room, that would be considered also litzarech mekomo, and that then it would be permissible to go ahead and clean it up. Okay, so up until this point, we've been talking about where you have a kli shmalach lisser, where its ikr shemesh is for isser, and its major shemesh, then it's got a smaller shemesh for het. If it's the opposite, for sure, that's not going to be a kli shmalach lisser. If its main purpose is for heter, but it only has a small purpose for isser, then it is going to be mutter. 50-50, so you get a little bit difficult. But 50-50, we still say it to be a kli shmalach leheter. We pass in lekula. But if rov tashmisho is lisser, then we're going to say it is isser. But what about the case where you have a kli that is so much shmalach lisser, it has no heter purpose whatsoever? Okay, an example I can come up with is, let's say, a remote control. Okay, an air conditioning remote control. You have no heter purpose for it on Shabbos. There's no need for it on Shabbos whatsoever, except for turning on the air conditioning, which is Aser. So you have a kli that its only function is for Iser. Do we still say that it's still considered a kli shemalach to Iser? Or be a more chamor type of muksa other than this? So this is actually a machlokas in the Rishonim, between the Baal Ma'or and the Ravid. They have this discussion over there. Is this considered a kli shemalach to Iser or not? This machlokas Rishonim, like many times, turns into a major machlokas that Achronim brought down in the Mishnah Berurah between the Magen Avraham and the Mor Ksia. They bring that this machlokas in the achronim, and this machlokas in the earlier achronim becomes a major machlokas in the later achronim. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Avad Yosef, they pass given lekula that a klish malach lisser that only functions as for iser is still considered a klish malach lisser. You'd still be able to move it, but tzarach makomo, it has no tzarach gufo. You have no gufo purpose on it. Okay, if it has, even though it has no tzarach gufo, the remote control you left on your bed, you'd be allowed to move it without any other heterim in terms of Hilchos Muksa. Over the Chazon Ish and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they paskin lechumra over here, and they paskin that a klish malach lisser that has no functionable heter purpose on Shabbos, it is going to be usher to move it just the tzarach makomo. We'll see later on, there's going to be other ways of moving something on Shabbos. If it's on your bed, but you would not be allowed to just go ahead and pick it up and move it. And you should know, most cases, it took me a little bit of time to figure out something that mamash has no heter purpose. Most things you can come up with some heter purpose. Let's take a pen. Okay, you have a pen over here. Some pen you would think it's all iser on Shabbos. What are you going to do with a pen? But as Rav Nevenzahl told me, since people use a pen, sometimes you scratch your head with a pen. Okay, it's a good head scratcher. So if you head scratch your head with a pen, you come up with some type of shimush. Even though Rosh Shimusho is la'isser, but then it will be a klish malach la'isser la'kuli alma, and you'll be allowed to move a pen on Shabbos, la'tzarach gufo, la'tzarach makom. You want to scratch your head, you'll be allowed to pick up your pen and scratch your head on Shabbos. And, well, it looks like, oh, you're using muksa. That will be permissible to do on Shabbos. But permissible to do on Shabbos and Tzarach Makomo. Also, you'll be allowed to go ahead and move this pen. But if something has absolutely no heter purpose whatsoever, okay, a remote control, no one uses a remote control to scratch their head, therefore, it's going to be a mamisha, it's going to be like it's going to be muksa machmas gufo, and you will not have the heterim of klish malach lisser, klish malach laheter. One last thing, before we get to a couple of examples, halacha lamaisa, is the following chakira. What do we say? Is the heter of the Tzarach Gufo Makomo, like we say in many places, is it hutra or dechuya? Is this a complete heter that you'll be allowed to use it whenever you want? Or as we say, it's dechuya. If you have other ways of doing what you need to do, the tzarach gufo, you should go ahead and do that. So it's the first place that we find this is in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah actually, Paschal Lechumra over here, he says that the heter of klishim lachal le'isser is only when you don't have another kli to do the heter purpose. But if you have another kli that will equally do the job as much as the kli shemalach lisser, you should choose the kli that is a malach to heter, that's a heter kli on Shabbos, and you should take your back scratcher to scratch your head instead of picking up your pen to scratch your head, because they'll able to do the same function, but rather pick up the kli that is malach to heter, not something that is malachto lisser. He seems to pass on that it's dechuya and not hutra. Many posts can bring down many kashas on this Mishnah Berurah, and seemingly riyas against the Mishnah Berurah. The Shmir Shabbos is one of them. The Shmir Shabbos brings down a Rambam that seems to be against the Mishnah Berurah. However, like many times, Rosh Shlomo Zalman and the Shmir Shabbos do, they paskin l'chomer like the Mishnah Berurah, and they go ahead and ask their lashon. He pulled away a little bit from the lashon. He says, "Odiv lishtamish the kli acher." It's better to use a different kli. It's not mamish aser to use a different kli. It's preferable to pick up another kli. Other posing like Ravadia paskin l'kula over here, and they paskin that you don't have to. Once you have a heter of l'tzarach kuf l'tzarach makomo, there's no reason to go ahead and choose another kli. As Post can point out, I think Shmir Shabbos has this also, is that since the Mishnah Berurah only says this Betzarach by Letzarach Gufo, and we have Kashal in the Mishnah Berurah anyways, we're only going to apply it Letzarach Gufo. When it comes to Letzarach Mekomo, let's say you have it sitting on your chair, there's a hammer on the chair once again, you said Letzarach Mekomo, you're allowed to wood. Let's say you have a different chair. So over there, since the Chiddush does not say Letzarach Mekomo, by Letzarach Mekomo, if you want, you sit on your chair. You don't have to pick another chair, even if it's going to be equally as comfortable. There's not going to be any difference really between the chairs, but you want to sit right here and right now, you're allowed to go ahead and move the hammer Letzarach Mekomo, even according to the Machmirin. By Letzarach Gufo, over here, by Letzarach Mekomo, we are going to Paskin Lekula. Couple of examples, Halacha L'maaseh, in terms of Kli Shemalach L'Isser, is some things that people don't know, a fan. Let's say you have a fan oscillates back and forth, goes back, and let's say you don't want it to oscillate, you want it facing one direction, can you press down that popper and make the fan stop, or just move the fan a little bit? So once again, it seems to be a fan, at worst, is a kli shemalach l'isser, okay? Because you press the button, turn it on. Rosh Shlomo Zalman actually has a din in Minchas Shlomo, maybe it's not even a kli shemalach l'isser, maybe it's a kli shemalach l'heter. At the end of the day, the major purpose of a fan is blowing air on you. Blowing air on you is not usher and Shabbos, that's mutter. Happens to be that in order to get it on, you have to turn it on. Hey, thinks perhaps maybe it's a klish malach l'heter. I believe in the end, he says we should be machlit, it's a klish malach l'heter. But let's say you want to move the fan in order that it blows on you, or it doesn't blow on you, it gets too cold. That would be l'tzarach kufo, and you'll be allowed to go ahead and move the fan on Shabbos so long as it's not some type of new, I don't know, you have to make sure that it doesn't have new things attached to the fan that might cause the electricity to change. But your regular standard fan, nothing changes in the electricity. When I move the fan, make sure you don't unplug it when you're moving it. That would be mutter. Okay, it's beferish already in the Mishnah Berurah. A watch. Someone just asked the other day, how could I wear a watch on Shabbos? Look, it's got batteries, it's got buttons. How could I wear a watch on Shabbos? This is another question. What's a watch? A watch is used to tell time. I'm allowed to look at the time on Shabbos. And therefore, a watch is considered a kli shemalachto leheter. It's not even a kli shemalachto leiser. It's a kli shemalachto leheter. And therefore, it don't even have to get on to the tzar kufo lemakomo. I'm allowed to even move it. It's going to be considered a malachto leheter legamri. And that's why I said, maybe an alarm clock might be the same thing that occurs for to tell time. And to alarm to wake you up on Shabbos, these are heter functions. Those are the main functions of it. L'chora, it is going to be mutter to use on Shabbos. Another example of a klishan akhlisar is a frying pan. Okay? A frying pan would be a klishan akhlisar. Its ikar purpose is for frying foods. All you'll say then, what's the heter purpose? Maybe this should be a mamish, it's going to be worse than a klishan akhlisar. But it's also used sometimes, you leave food in it just to sit there. It's like a kliyachson, it's a storage container. Sometimes that regular pot is for sure a storage container. Storage containers are mutter to use on Shabbos. And therefore, be a klishan akhlisar, since it's rov shimush is for cooking, therefore be klishan akhlisar le'isar. Another example, so long as your car door is not connected to any lights, or your trunk is not connected to any lights, would be also a kli shlomalachto leiser. If you're going to be able to open the door and light's not going to turn on. Let's say you forgot something in your car. You'll be allowed to open the door without some discuss. Maybe this doesn't look so good for Shabbos, you are opening door, car doors, but the chor maker of the din, it should be mutter, is because, once again, your car, even though its main function is obviously for iser, but people use their trunk all the time as a storage container. You lose store things in your trunk all the time, and therefore, it has heter purposes, and therefore, the chor, you'd be allowed to open it up as long as, obviously, no light would go ahead and turn on. And I believe, halacha l'maaseh, in terms of one's cell phones, in terms of cell phones, in terms of using an alarm clock and things like that, I believe is also mutter on Shabbos. So over here, you have to be more careful. Because my cell phones, since it is, you can use an alarm clock, I believe it's a kli, shalat, it has a heter function, but some cell phones, depending on how you turn it, and especially if it's on, you can cause things to change in the cell phone itself. The klita, I don't know, sometimes the service shows it goes up and down, depending if you walk over here, you walk over there, you move it a little bit, and some even nowadays vibrate, depending on how you turn the phone, sometimes it might vibrate, so therefore you have to be very careful when moving a cell phone, if you're moving it, if you're using it as an alarm clock. Once again, if it doesn't have these problems, l'chora, you'd be all allowed to move the cell phone out of the room if you're afraid it's going to go ahead and wake up your roommate, because at the end of the day, it is kli shemalachto le'iser. Okay, so that is a lot about what?